Tony Braxton is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show here. I'm Zach East. Hope you're having an awesome morning. I'm having a pretty nice start to the day, but still learning how to do all this morning show stuff I used to be able to do that I now have to do as part of being here with you, but I enjoy it quite a bit. And I hope that you enjoy Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. A new survey by Deloitte reveals that 66% of parents are worried about sending their children back to school because of the coronavirus. Other findings include that parents will spend a combined $28.1 billion on back-to-school supplies. That's the same as last year, by the way. But 40% of parents plan to buy fewer traditional supplies this year because of coronavirus. Now, for those of you like me who can't even muster a few push-ups or run around the block, a 17-year-old from Wisconsin just set a new record for the most MRFs completed in 24 hours. In case you were wondering, a MRF involves a 1-mile run, 100 push-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and a final 1-mile run. The previous record was 16 MRFs in 24 hours, and Tyler Freese in Wisconsin just knocked out 16.75 of them. I feel so tired just reading that. And this year, due to the coronavirus, every American is simultaneously experiencing a life quake. Yes, it offers an opportunity for positive change. We find ways to commemorate these personal rebirths, and one common way is to mark the moment with a meaningful tattoo, among other things. Bruce Feiler describes the life quake in his new book, Life is in the Transitions, Mastering Change at Any Age. Feiler writes that adults experience a major disruption to their routines almost yearly. These are life-changing moments involving relationships, family, personal health, jobs, and occasionally birthdays that end in zero. Most times we roll with these setbacks, he says, get knocked down and get right back up. But once a decade or so, the disruption becomes truly disorienting and destabilizing, and that's why Bruce Feiler calls it a life quake. Feiler identifies three distinct emotional phrases of the life quake. He says we must say goodbye to the old normal, then a lengthy readjustment period that kind of feels messy, followed by a new beginning. The book identifies ways to get through those adjustments faster with better adjustment and less emotional hiccups. Yeah, good luck. I'll give it a try, though. That is your Coffee Talk for this morning. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Hang on for the best mix coming up from Maroon 5 on the Coast.